Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Eddie Banks and Minister Tamika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host here on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. I also have the awesome privilege of being the pastor of New Vision for Life Church, or New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. We operate under both names. Praise be unto God. And it is a joy and a pleasure to pastor the group of people that God has given to me or lent to me during this season of my life. So I want to say good morning to each and every one of you. My beloved co-host, Minister Tamika Garnes, is not with me this morning, so I have you all to myself. So I do thank the Lord again, like I said, for being able to be here with you. excuse me. I am recovering from some sickness that I've been going through for the last couple of weeks. And I'm getting stronger and stronger day by day. And I ask you to bear with me if I end up having to cough a little bit during this time. But please know that all is well, all is well. And as we greet our regular callers this morning, let me tell you ahead of time, regular callers, that I am expecting some new callers today. I am expecting some new callers today, and I'm going to be asking you some questions, and this is to my seasoned listeners. I'm going to be asking you some questions that I want you to chime in and answer. I want my new callers to hear somebody else besides me today, so just pay close attention. And listen, they're not hard at all, but these are not hard, so deep, you know, and that is going to take you minutes to think about the answer and all. We're going to have a little bit of fun with it today. So, okay, so good morning to Tamika Shelton. God bless you, woman of God. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you for checking in on me, you know, during the season that I have not been feeling well. I love you the mostest. Good morning to Les and Joyce Richardson. God bless you. The longest listeners that we've had on this show, excuse me, the longest listeners that we've had on the show. Good morning to Prophetess Kim, Prophetess Dawn, to Deacon Banks, to Rob Lane, to Isaiah Alexander. Good morning to all of you. You know, and these people are from different states. Good morning to Denise. God bless you. Love you, sis. Glad you were able to join us today. And again, this is a great day to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a great day. So I am excited. And listen, you know, when y'all have known me long enough, that when I get excited, you know, I can just ramble on and just talk, and barely breathe. But yesterday was the first day in 2 weeks, that I, Wednesday night was the first, was actually the first day, and then Friday being the second day. But it was actually the first time in 2 weeks that I felt strong enough to have some verbal activity. And I got passionate about whatever it was I was talking about. And I'm telling you, I just rambled on and on and on. And after speaking on Friday, and doing my teaching. I teach Bible study here at the apartment complex that I live in. I teach Bible study. And so after teaching the Bible study and then having some phone activity later on in the evening, after I wound down, I began to feel a little, you know, not so hot. And I wondered if some of that had to do with the fact that I did overexert myself in a lot of the conversations that I had because I was really pumped. And I almost said, you know, I'm not going to do the show this morning. I'm not going to do the show this morning. And especially with me knowing that my cohort was not going to be with me. But as it turns out, you know, God knows what's best. He knows what's best. So I'm able to be here and to share. And I this is one of the reasons he gave me the idea of doing what I'm going to do, so that you can talk back with me this morning. So I'm expecting, like I said, my regular listeners to chime in and help me out. And before I say the prayer, I'll give you one hint so you can get yourself prepared for it. One hint. Part of it has to do with the five love languages. Five love languages. So, excuse me. So while I'm saying my prayer, if you forgot what the five love languages are, you can Google them real quick and find out what it is, and it will help you to answer my initial question, and then I'll go into the rest of what I'm going to share today. Excuse me. For all of you new callers on the line, as we are talking, and remember the name of the show is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And that's what we want to do today. And if you would like to speak, this is a live talk show. If you would like to speak, you would simply press 1 on your keypad, and that will let you bring you up on my studio that I can see that someone wishes to speak, and I will bring you into the conversation. And after you say what you have to say, I will put you back on mute, unless we are conversing back and forth, of course. But when we're through, I will put you back on mute to give other people a chance to chime in. So we got all the bells and whistles, everything laid out, so we know what it is we're doing. So, okay, remember the five love languages. That's where we're going to start this morning. All right, so let's go before the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, I thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. I thank you, Lord God, that all of this is fresh and new to us each and every day, each and every day, Father. I ask for forgiveness of sins that any of us have committed, any sin, whether it be in word, thought, or deed, even the sin of omission, Lord God, the things we should have done and we didn't do. I thank you, Father, that your grace is sufficient for us, that your forgiveness for us on a daily basis allows us to continue on in a manner to learn how to walk through this life's journey, being able to please you and fulfill assignments that have been given to us. Father God, I thank you, Father, that not only have you forgiven us, but you've given us the ability to forgive others, others that have hurt us, wounded us, disappointed us, Lord God, lied to us, cheated on us, whatever the case may be, Lord, any and all of those things, you've given us the ability to forgive, Father God. And Lord, I pray that every one of my listeners, Lord God, will forgive those that have done anything that caused any type of discord. I understand, Lord God, that as we walk in your word, as we become more like you, we have to do the things that you did. And there's not one time that we have come to you and asked for forgiveness that you did not forgive us, Lord God. So may we walk in that example. May we follow that example. May we become true disciples of you, Lord God, and be the way that you are. Being a disciple means that the student becomes like the teacher. And Father God, you are the Messiah. You are Rabbi. You are our teacher. And may we, Lord God, represent you and represent you to the world the way that you are to us, Father. I thank you for the awesomeness of your love. I thank you, Father God, while we were yet sinners, oh God, that you saw fit, Lord, to say, I love you. I love you in spite of. I love you no matter what you've done. I love you. And, Lord, you showed your love by giving us your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him, that we shall not perish, but we shall have everlasting life. Lord, I thank you for this in the name of Jesus. Excuse me. I thank you for this in the name of Jesus. Father, as we go about this conversation that we're having today, as we have the conversation, may, first of all, there be some enjoyment in the lightheartedness of the conversation. May some people walk away with some new thoughts and ideas, Lord God, on what it is that we are speaking of. I pray over every relationship that is on this line today, every marriage, every couple that's dating each other in a serious basis. I'm praying over parents and with their children relationships, people with their friends, Father God, every relationship, Lord God. May it be lined up according to your word, Lord God. May each and every one of the folks, Lord God, understand how important it is to have the God-like sense of what a relationship is about. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for the fact that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. I thank you for the joy of the Lord, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. I speak peace into the hearts of everyone on this line. I speak joy in the name of Jesus. May your joy be everlasting, and that be the joy of the Lord. Even the peace that you walk in today, the Father says, Jesus rather, he said, I leave you my peace, not the world's peace, but I leave you my peace. And his peace passes all of our understanding. People will not understand how we can walk in peace when we are being afflicted, when we are, excuse me, when we're going through trials and tribulations. They don't know how we can be in peace, but it's because we walk in the peace of the love of the Lord. So, Father, I do thank you. I honor you. I bless you. I ask you, Lord God, to be with us today as we go through this show, and may you receive all the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right, beloved, today's show is about the unique ways that you can say, I love you. The unique ways you can say, I love you. Most of us who have people in our lives, whether they are spouses or people we're dating, loved ones, children, friends, whatever the case may be, we have the tendency to say, I love you, and maybe some of you don't say it enough. How about that? Maybe some of you don't say it enough. So that right there ought to make you say, well, tell me about these different ways. You know, you might not even like using the word, I love you. Or there are those that use the word and they use it too much. So we want to talk about some different ways of saying I love you, how you can get that thought across, excuse me, get that thought across to your loved ones. And so remember I said that we're going to start with the five love languages We're going to start with the five love languages. So the first thing I want to ask, can someone, and I'm looking for my regular callers, you've been here, there she goes. Bless the Lord. Hello, good morning, beloved. How are you?
I am fabulous, thank you.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Amen. All right, so first of all, can you tell us what the five love languages are?
I sure can. First of all, is words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving of gifts, quality time, and physical touch.
Very, very good. Very good. All right, folks, you heard that. Words of affirmation, acts of service, quality time, receiving of gifts, and physical touch. Now, well, you may say, and again, this will be for my new folks today, you may say, well, what are you talking about? How is that a love language? Those five categories that we just mentioned are ways that we individually, are ways that we individually receive love. That's how we interpret that you love us. And each one of us have a different love language. And this love language is distinguished and...
Did you say Trina?
Pardon? Oh, I'm sorry. This love language is... what's the word I want to look for right now? This love language is obvious in children, okay? So this is not something that you have to wait to be grown and in a love, intimate relationship. This is, as children, these love languages will show up. And if you have five different children, the five different children, each one of them may have one of these love languages. And you would have to know what that is by studying what the love language is and then know how to communicate that to your child. So very quickly, let me get back to Joyce here for a moment. Let me get back to Joyce so she can be the first one to say something here. Looking at words of affirmation. Can you tell me, Joyce, someone that has that as their love language, words of affirmation, if they were talking to you, what would you recommend them do? Not so much them having their love language, their partner have the love language of words of affirmation. What would you tell them to do to communicate that they love their partner? They have the gift of words of affirmation.
Well, first of all, to be ever watching your loved one and learning your loved one so that you can see when they do something good or even if they do something that's not so good, just affirming and saying, you know, you didn't make it, but you are just on the path. You are doing a thing, girl. You are doing it. Your husband saying, I love you, just little things. It only takes 30 seconds. I could roll on. You know I could go all day long on this because this is my subject. But
yes.
Just affirming the thing, if your wife's makeup looks, your husband, like I tell my husband all the time, he's a fine, that's a fine young man I got. Whoa, I tell you. But that's just affirming him, you know?
Amen. Amen. Very good. Very good. Now, again, I want to say this to the audience. Joyce, well, tell us how many years you and Lester have been married.
I'm looking over at Lester for confirmation. It's 32.
Okay.
33 years.
Now 33. Okay. They've been married for 33 years. I hope you heard what I heard while she was speaking. You know, that she's got a fine young man there and this, that, and the other. Did you hear, though, the excitement in her voice? Did you hear the love in her voice as she spoke about him? And even in listening to, you could hear her smiling even as she was thinking about him. This is after 32 years of marriage, folks. So there's no reason that we can't find the ways to give our loved ones, our partners, who are ones that have the gift of the love language, rather, of words of affirmation, affirm them. Write 10 great things about them on post-it notes and stick them all around the room, the house, so wherever they go in the house, they'll see a note from you saying something wonderful about them. Put a love note in, this would go for children as well as adults, you know, but if you make lunch for your husband or wife or whatever the case, put a love note in their lunch. You know, you make lunch for the children. Put that love note. Affirm them. Let them know that they're on your mind while you are away from one another. So that would be words of affirmation. Excuse me. I apologize again for my cough. I apologize. Okay. The next gift that love language that she mentioned was the acts of service. Acts of service. Joyce, until somebody else chimes in, I'm going to keep you all open so that you can help out here. Can you tell us what the acts of service, if that is your love language, what does that mean?
Well, the acts of service is something that you do for somebody else, just because mm-hmm. you see it needs to be done, just because you see that they love you, you know, you love them, and you see something that you could do for them. Like my husband might cut the grass. He says he wants, when my students go past my house, he wants our yard to look a certain way. That's an act of service. I didn't used to see that as an act of service for me.
Mm-hmm.
But as mm-hmm. I have evolved in my marriage, I realize he's showing me an act of service. Now, I'm going to go way
yes.
off on you and make you laugh.
Good.
An act of such service that my husband does, and you might say this is too much information, but when he the restroom, he actually wipes off the commode regularly. Just the act of service.
That's
so that
not
I don't
too much information.
Okay,
amen.
I just
that
want you to know
not...
that's something that is just, I mean, every woman in America wishes their husband would do that little trick.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The wiping off the seat and the top of the seat cover, you know, opening it or closing it, whichever way it is that the woman desires it to be done. To do that, that is so vitally important. It is important to us. And if he does it, I mean, I think that's absolutely unique. I really, really do. Because I know there have been times that we've seen where our men have been in the bathroom, and you don't want to know that like that, you know. So my hat is off to you, Lester. My hat is off to you. So your act of service that is doing something that you know that they normally do, but you see it needs to be done, so you go ahead and you do it. Ladies, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this real quick here. When men do yard work, you know, sometimes we separate. The women do the inside work. The men do the outside work. Sometimes it's vice versa, however it is that your household does it. But a man doing house, not just housework, doing outside work so that we don't have to go out there and do it, this man is saying to you, he loves you. He loves you enough. He's not doing the yard. There are those that are into gardening and so forth and so on, and that's their thing. That's what they like. But when a man does this for us and he's not doing it because he loves doing it, he's doing it because, just as her husband said, I want, when your class, your students drive by the house, they will look at the house and say, boy, you know, Joyce really keeps a nice place. You know, they may not give the credit to Lester, not knowing that he's the one that's doing the work, but they see Joyce. Joyce is their teacher. They see her, and so they're going to give the compliments to her. Man, your place really looks nice inside the house. If the house is kept well, Joyce is going to get the credit for that. If it's in a mess and Joyce is not the one putting it in a mess, I'm not saying you did that, Lester, but anyway, the house could be in a mess. They're not going to say, boy, Lester sure is sloppy. You know, he should clean up behind himself. No, they're going to talk about the woman. They're going to talk about her. So anyway, what he does is truly an act of service. Another thing, as far as an act of service, you're doing one of the chores of your mate, bringing them coffee or tea in the morning, or if you know that they're working at their desk there at home office, and, you know, without saying anything, you make a cup of tea or coffee and just go in and put it down on their desk. They will be so appreciative. You're saying, sweetheart, I got you on my mind. I know you're working here. I know you like your tea. Here is your tea. That is an act of service. And those people that have that as a love language really appreciate it. It says, I love you. It says, I love you. Okay, we have another caller that wishes to speak. And we got two callers. Okay. First caller, your last four digits are 7469. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Good morning, Apostle. This is Donya Houston, and I appreciate you inviting me. I wanted to say that I think that this is such an important call because, you know, I've always believed that love is demonstrative. It's not just someone telling you, oh, you know, I love you, because I think we overuse that word. And like you were saying, there's so many different forms of love, because we actually minister to one another. You know, we actually, I guess you could say, wash one another's feet, so to speak. And we are called to do that, you know, and it's just so important, and it's just uplifting. It's supportive. I mean, there's so many different types of love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate the last caller was speaking on the romantic love, and I think that's beautiful. And there's also love between brethren, you know, or sisterhood, this is just really encouraging, and it really ministers to my spirit, and I wanted to thank you for this.
Amen. Thank you so much for chiming in. We really appreciate it. Thank you so very much. Next caller, and this is from Denise in Pennsylvania. God bless you, woman of God. Good morning to you, sweetheart. How are you?
I am fine. I've been a little sick myself, and so today I'm actually listening in bed. And
all right, amen.
So I don't know if you can hear the congestion that I have, but
yes.
We had our bedroom very cool last night, no heat on, because it made it easier to breathe. And I was telling my husband last night that I was cold. Now, I sleep under like usually two covers. And I was telling last night I was cold. So I fell asleep, and he has this very heavy robe. It's like really thick. And so mm-hmm. he took that robe and he spread it over me to add warmth to me. Well, last mm-hmm. night he went to get up to use the restroom. He said, I was looking around for my robe, but I couldn't find it. And he said, and I looked over at you, and my robe was over you. And I said, so what did you do? He said, I got up in the cold and went to the bathroom without it. And I said, that was such an act of love, because I didn't know about when I woke up this morning. I said, oh, your robe is on me. You know? And uh-huh. here he was so thoughtful to keep me warm that he took his robe and spread it on me. And it just kind of reminded me of in Ruth, I think it was, where she asked Boaz to spread his cloth, whatever he had, a coat, over mm-hmm. her. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's an act yeah. of love. So our spouses many times don't even know we are doing things to show love, but he did. And I so appreciate mm-hmm. it, because I slept right through. I was just as comfortable as I could be.
Amen, amen, amen. And how many years have you been married?
Oh, I'm sorry. We have been married 49 years this June.
Amen, 49 years. And thanks to God, I want you to understand the reason why I'm asking that question. Because, see, in the beginning of relationships, we have the tendency to do so many things that express love. We do those things, and after the honeymoon, after 1 or 2 years of being married, we have the tendency to let up off of some of the things we're doing. And with Joyce and Denise, I know them both. I know they both have been married for a long time, 33 years and 49 years. They have been married a long time, and you hear them still expressing love and receiving love from their mates. And so I want to encourage you. I want this to be an encouragement to you that, yes, do it for as long as you are together. Don't let this stop. Don't let it stop. That's, you know, for your couples. Yes, you're going to have turmoil in the marriage, disagreements, disappointments, and so forth. But by the grace of God, there's always forgiveness and reconciliation and being restored to what originally was supposed to be, you know, what it's supposed to be, what God designed your relationship to be. Babies, please, beloved, do not hold back. Do not hold back when it comes to the opportunity to give your spouse some praise, some love in a different manner. We are to be Christ-like. We have Holy Spirit living within us. And God himself loves to be adored. He loves it when we adore him and acknowledge him. Well, if his spirit is living within us and we are carrying that with us, it is our innate desire to have that same thing happen to us by the people that love us. Not something that's going to make us prideful and cocky, no, but we desire to be loved. And for it to be done by free will, by their choice, just the way God gave us free will to love him and to accept him. Denise, thank you for sharing that story. That was really good. I love it. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Okay, let's go on here. Let's see. Quality time. Joyce, I'm coming back at you. I guess you're my co-host here today. I'm coming
all
back
right,
at
all
you,
right,
Joyce.
All right. Okay. Quality time in our busy microwave type we're in right now, you have to be creative. You've got children. You've got jobs. You've got all of this, that, and the other. Sometimes quality time is just you and your husband going out in the car, talking by yourself for a few minutes, taking your wife on a date, having a date night assigned where the husband calls in a babysitter or something so that, you know, they can have some quality time. Just a little section of time where somebody else is watching your children, or you're just doing something alone with each other, walking down the road with each other, holding hands, and just quality time. Doesn't cost any money.
Amen.
To go to the park and walk and talk.
Amen. Amen. Very good. Very good. Quality time. And that's exactly what it says. It's that so simple, so plain, spending time with one another. And it's doing so on purpose. It is doing so on purpose. I have carved out this time. It's going to be just you and me. And listen, you heard her saying, you know, if you have children and getting someone to take care of the kids, or if the children are in the house and all you can do is go to the car and sit in the car and just talk with one another. Or if you want to turn on the radio that plays, you know, the good old love songs back when you were, and y'all sit and have the love songs played and y'all sit and talk to each other. It's all right if y'all are sitting in your car and you give each other a hug and a kiss. Hey, quality time, quality time. One of the things I like to do in my quality time, love movies. I love movies. And I love it when my mate, you know, is here and we can sit and look at movies together. And I like that. Of course, I always love going out and doing things, and when it's just me and him, and this is what this is about. It's about you and your mate when we're speaking of this. And again, that's dealing with the couple thing. This also is so important with your children. You've got two or three different children, three different children. You've got three children, and each one of these your children may have a different love language. You need to spend quality time, even if that is not the love language of the child. You need to spend quality time with each child individually, expressing their love language. I want you to understand that. A child may not care, you know, that you are having quality time, because you may say, come on, Joe, I want you and me to spend some time together. He's not looking, he doesn't care about quality time. He likes the words of affirmation or acts of service, gift giving. That may be what he likes. But you have to carve out the time in order to show him or those different, whatever his love language is, and then he will begin to appreciate it. So quality time, quality time. The next one I have here on the list is gifts, giving of gifts. Joyce, go ahead.
All right, the giving of gifts. I can only speak for my husband. He knows my favorite color is lime green or animal print. So when he goes out and he might buy me flowers, he makes sure my card or my flowers has my favorite color in it. So he's observant to me and know what I like and kind of goes for that type of thing. So study. If it's your wife, study her. Know her. Know what makes her garden grow. If it's your husband, I study my husband. And just like I'm saying right now, I just want to say that quality time is my husband being on the line with us this morning, where we're learning the same thing at the same time.
Yeah.
I just wanted to throw that in there. Okay?
Go ahead, honey.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. I get the biggest smile on my face when I hear you talking about you and Lester, you know, because you can't speak of him without love oozing through the phone line. You know, like, I study my husband. I'm a love junkie. I am a love junkie. And when I see love and I acknowledge it and I admire it, and you two have such an awesome relationship. And so, again, to God be the glory with that. To God be the glory. But my girl said, I study my husband, you know. So listen to all of you women and to all of you men that have special women in your life. Study them. I remember, I remember speaking to a gentleman, and this is a place where a lot of us make a mistake in dealing with the love language. Speaking with this particular gentleman, let's say their love language is let's say their love language is acts of service, and so they feel loved when their mate does acts of service for them. Now, the mate, their love language is physical touch, which is going to be the next thing that we're going to do, is physical touch. But because his love language is acts of service, what he does is he does acts of service for her to say, I love you. And she appreciates the things that he does. However, her love language is physical touch. So he may do the laundry, he may do the cooking, all of this is appreciated. But what she really needs is when she's in the kitchen doing some cooking, for him to come and give her physical touch. As Joyce said, you know, when you're walking together in the street, going to the park, going to a restaurant, going to a movie, hold her hand. That physical touch is reassuring to her love language. So we make the mistake sometimes that what our love language is, that's what we do to somebody else. And it is the opposite. We must find out what their language is and do that. And that can be uncomfortable for you since you're not used to doing it, because you're used to receiving love in your love language. That's how you interpret love. So you don't interpret love as with words of affirmation or acts of services and so forth. You're not interpreting that as love. You take it for what it is that you feel that makes you feel loved. But we've got to study our partners, study our children, study, listen, this love language goes even into the workforce. It's not that you're saying to the people that you're working with, you know, I love you romantically. There is the eros, the brotherly love, the philia, brotherly love. You know, I appreciate you and so forth. So you do things that show the appreciation. So please be sure that that's something that you get straight, that my love language is not necessarily my child's love language or my mate's love language. I must find out what their love language is, what their love language is. Those of you, let me just throw this over to your children for a moment. You have children, small children, 4 or 5 years old or whatever the case may be. And when you come home from work, one child, you know, breaks all the records, running to the door, grabbing you, getting a hold of you, hugging you, holding on to your leg, you know, whatever the case may be. This child is looking at having that physical touch with you. You know, they're glad that daddy or mommy is home and hold me, you know, love on me. Your other child could care less that you walked in the door. They could care less about that. They're not looking for the hugs. However, the one child may say, mommy or daddy, come and see what I did. They do maybe models, putting together model airplanes or trains or whatever the case may be. And they come see what I did. So when you go and see what they did, they're looking for those words of affirmation, for you to tell them how awesome what they did, how awesome that is. And that child is going to get the biggest smile on his face because you just affirmed them. You just affirmed them. And that's their love language. Your third child, okay, so you got the one child that ran up and got the hugs and all of that stuff. You got your second child who's looking for words of affirmation. And after you finish with that child, the third child, you walk up to that baby girl and you say, Mary, I got something for you. And you pull out this gift that you have purchased for her. It was something that she said that she liked. You heard her saying she liked it or she wanted certain things. And you purchased it for her while you were at work. You bought this thing for her. You gave her a gift that she really desired. Beloved, I'm telling you, your three different children, three different love languages, three different ways, and you had to speak each one of those languages. You had to speak each one of them, and then let me not leave the wife out. After all of that is said and done, sweet mama wants to curl up on the couch with you and sit and watch movies after dinner is over with and so forth. You spend in quality time with this person. Boy, we just walked through in one household all of the love languages. We just walked you right through each one of those love languages. Can you imagine the harmony and the peace that could be in a home if we understood this about one another? We cannot cookie cut all of our love. This is the way I do every single child. You cannot do that. This is the way my mother did me, so that's what I'm going to do to my husband or my wife. You cannot do that. You must. I mean, there are things, of course, we're going to carry over that we learned from mom and dad, that you learned on heart to heart. But each person, please, beloved, each person, find out what their love language is. You can go online. There is a quiz with the five love languages. You can take the quiz, and you can find out what your love language is. And they have the book Love Languages for Children, you know, the love language for couples. Singles can take it, you know, because you don't have a mate doesn't mean you don't know, you shouldn't know what your love language is. Because one of the things that we have to do in growing in relationships, whether it's in the couple or with my friends or whatever the case may be, we may have to tell somebody how to love us, how to show us, you know, that they do love us. We may have to do that. Don't be afraid, you know. Go do the five love languages, Google it, take the quiz, and find out what it is. Now, Joyce, I know we said that I touched on the last one, which was the physical touch, and you mentioned that as well in the quality time when you said going out and holding hands, you know, together. Mm-hmm. But that's physical touch. That's a combination of quality time and the physical touch. So that was the fifth one. Now, I know, let me see, we just have, 10 minutes left here. Let me take you, Joyce, first of all, honey, let me say thank you so much for your assistance here. And again, I'm still going to leave you open here. I just want to hit on a couple of ways, other than the love language, a couple of unique ways that we can say, I love you, some creative ways of saying I love you. One of the things that we can say to and this is saying, so this is all verbal right here what I'm doing for this part, is I hope you know how much you mean to me. And, like, you know, it's easy for us to say I love you and go on about our way. Stop and take the time to say, and looking them in the eye if you're there in their presence. If not, then via the phone, do it by text, whatever the case may be. but I hope you know how much you mean to me. That is so profound. It is so, wow. They're acknowledging that you mean a lot to them. They're acknowledging that you've done something somewhere along the line that really blesses them. And so you're saying, I hope you know how much you mean to me. Here's another one. I am so blessed to be your partner, your spouse, whatever the case may be. I am so blessed to be your partner. And you want them to know that. How about I'm crazy about you? I am crazy about you. Man, when I go through the day and I think about you, I start smiling all over the place. I am crazy about you. You mean the world to me. You mean the world to me. Again, just some words, some other ways of expressing it verbally, what your mate would mean to you. I'll always be here for you. How reassuring that is, you know, to your mate. How reassuring that is. You are my dream come true. I prayed and hoped for you. You know, again, just different ways of saying I love you. And just like Danya said, the second person that spoke this morning, we use the I love you so much, the words I love you. We use that so much that sometimes it's watered down and it doesn't have the effect that it was meant to have. And that, again, is because there's so many different types of love. I could say I love you and the same statement say I love butter pecan ice cream. I love diamonds. I love, you know, whatever. So, you know, we have, and those, all of those love types are genuine. Those are genuine. However, when we say I love you and I care about you in these different manners, you have given more thought to what it is that you're saying to them. You're giving more thought to them. Now, let's look at, let me do my acknowledgement here. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And today we're getting to the heart of the matter and dealing with the five love languages that say, I love you, and some unique ways to show our mates that we love them, that we love them. You can send some activities that you can do to show your mate that you love them. Sending them sweet texts. Listen, I don't know about anybody else, but when I receive a text message from someone that is expressing love to me, I get so tickled pink about it because 9 out of 10 times it's an unexpected thing. Now, if this is something that you're doing every day, after a while, you know, it doesn't carry the same weight. But when I'm least expecting it and I get a text message that's full of heart, and the hearts are saying, I love you, I grin all over myself. When I get a text message or you send a text message, you know, saying, sitting here at my desk and thinking of you, you know, whatever the case may be, but doing something that almost is unexpected, this is something that you can do, you know, throughout your day, your week, your month, whatever the case may be, that would bring joy to your loved one. How about sending a romantic song or music video? Again, another way of letting them know you're in my heart. I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about you. You can flirt with your partner. There's nothing wrong with flirting with each other. still, you know, act like you're the 20, 30 years old person and, you know, and flirt. Make her blush. Make him blush. Make him puff his chest out. Make him puff his chest out. Yeah, I did that. I did that. So this is what you know, some of the things you can do. You can set up new experiences to do together. That's something that I love to do. I love to set up activities, you know, that I'm going to do with my partner, that I'm going to do something that we have not done before, and we're going to experience this together. And I don't know about everybody else, but one of the things that I like to do is to One of the things I like to do is to go online and look up the activities in different counties that are going on for the weekend. And so when I find out the different things that are going on for the weekend, pick something that we can go do. And it can be right in the city you live in or the next county, whatever the case may be. But the idea here is look to see where you can do something different and you're not doing the same old thing. You're not doing the same old thing all the time unless it is something that you and your mate want to do all the time. Then do so. Another big thing that you can do is celebrate your mate's accomplishments. Celebrate them. Everything that they do that somebody else could say, man, that was a great job. Let me go back to Joyce and Lester. When somebody says that her yard looks good, they may tell her the yard looks good and don't say anything to Lester about it. But it is her place now to go to Lester, honey, thank you so much, you know, for doing the yard. You did a great job. Mary just called me and told me she drove by and the yard looks great. You know, don't take what he did for granted. Let him know that you appreciate it. Let him know that you truly appreciate what has been done. So definitely compliment and celebrate accomplishments. They get a certificate for a course that they took. They tried to make a meal, and they did it all by themselves, male or female. They did it all by themselves. Compliment them. Celebrate that. Celebrate it. Make a big deal about their birthday. Make a big deal about it. You know, don't just let it be, oh, it's just another day. Oh, by the way, happy birthday. Make a big deal about the birthday. Take good care of them when they get sick. And so forth. Look up a few jokes and make them laugh. Look up a few jokes. I know I've been known to do that, you know. Look up some jokes and tell them. Some of the jokes are corny, some are real funny, but look, it's something different to do. Okay, beloved, look, we have come to the end of our time. There's much, much more that we can go over. We'll touch back on some of this next week, possibly, and because I just want to give you some unique ways to say I love you, to show that you love one another, and I'm in a loving mood today, so y'all got a whole lot of love here today. That's why I said this is stuff that we can go over and finish what I was attempting to do. We can finish it next week, but who knows what type of mood I'm going to be in by next week. So to God be the glory. Joyce, I want to thank you, beloved, for helping me out as much as you did and you always do. Thank you so very much. And Danya, thank you for chiming in. Denise, thank you for chiming in. Praise be unto God. And I hope all of you have been blessed by this conversation. So take care. God bless you. Know that I love you, beloved. Know that I love you. But no matter how much I love you, know that God loves you more. Take care. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.